It is time for us to check sports. And in sports, well, we have to lead off. We have to lead off with this. March Madness. The UConn women have reached their 14th straight Final Four, topping North Carolina State in double overtime. The Huskies are now 29-5, and they'll face defending champion Stanford in the national semifinals coming up on Friday night. What a streak. What a streak. Unbelievable. That's, you know, I hope everybody is enjoying what's going on with the UConn Huskies. It's an amazing streak. Really. Double overtime. North Carolina State finished the season at 32-4. It was the first double overtime game in women's NCAA tournament history in a regional final or later. Pretty amazing. Good morning, Marion. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. You'd be surprised, Marshall, how many of us older citizens watch the basketball game. And if we're not sure, you know, you're not going to be able to watch it. We always, you know, get the score and you know, and tell one another. It's just like a little club, you know.
Well, you know, 14 straight Final Fours. No one's ever going to reach that record again. Ever.
No, they won't. No.
And people have to understand how magnificent this program has been.
That's right.
And you know, the funny thing is, let's say UConn doesn't win the national championship this year. Let's just say they don't. It'll be a disappointing season because that's how high they set the standard.
Oh, yes, they do. What's his name? he's a strict coach, though.
If they don't win the national championship, the season was not a success.
That's right.
It's amazing. They're fun to watch.
It is. It really is. But it's amazing, you know, how many of us senior citizens enjoy the basketball, you know.
Oh, I think what the UConn Lady Huskies have done in this state are amazing. Doesn't matter if you're 10 or 110.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah.
Thanks, Marion.
All right. Bye-bye.
There you go. You can't have much more commentary than that. So congratulations once again to the Lady Huskies on to their unbelievable 14th straight Final Four. 14. It really is pretty amazing. Honest to gosh. Well, what can you say about it? Not much else. All right, in other sports news, guess who got a hole in one? In golf. Former President Donald Trump. Now, there's no video of it, but he does have pretty outstanding proof. What's that proof? Well, he was playing with golfers Ernie Els, Gene Sowers, Ken Duke, and Mike Good. It happened in West Palm Beach. So there you go. So the president and I have something in common. We both have holes in one. I got mine on the 8th at Hotchkiss. Don Martin was the witness. One bounce, a 3-foot trickle in the hole. Pin placement on the front, to the right side of the green when I got mine. So the former president and I both have hole in ones. Albert Pujols is returning to the Cardinals. He says he will retire at the end of this season. At the end. All right. In football news, the wife of Indians legend Jim Thome has canceled her Browns season tickets. Why? Because they traded for Deshaun Watson. Buffalo's going to get a new $850 million, well, not I, they're going to get a $1.4 billion stadium. Taxpayer dollars that will go to fund it will be $850 million. All right. All right, so that's that. What else in sports? I'm just scanning it here before we get to basketball and hockey. Well, let's just get to basketball and hockey. In basketball, yesterday in the NBA, the Knicks fell. Oh, the Knicks beat the Bulls 109 to 104. So the Knicks beat the Bulls 109 to 104. It's here for the Knicks. Coming up today, the Nets take on the Pistons. Tomorrow, the Celtics take on the Heat, and the Knicks take on the Hornets. That now puts the Knicks record at 34-42. They've won four games in a row. They're making a push to try to get to the eighth place, which is where you can make the playoffs. Right now, let's see. They are 5.5 games out of that slot. The Nets are in eighth place. All right, taking a look at hockey. No action locally yesterday. Today, the Bruins will take on the Maple Leafs at 7 p.m. The Islanders will take on the Blue Jackets at 7 p.m. The Rangers will take on the Penguins at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, the Rangers take on the Red Wings at 7:30. And on Thursday, the Islanders take on the Blue Jackets at 7. The Bruins take on the Devils at 7 p.m. And that is a check on hockey, and that is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.